We're diving into a paper from the Eyewear 2018 conference, and, well, let's just say it's got us thinking about the future of how we see the world. Literally. We're talking smart eyewear, but not just those bulky VR headsets you might be picturing.
Right.
Right.
This is about tech that's a lot more, well, personal. The kind of thing that could be as common as strapping on a watch someday.
And that's exactly what makes this paper so interesting. Back in 2018, researchers were already saying that smart eyewear was moving past this niche phase.
Yeah, and they were spot on about that.
But what does that actually mean, moving past niche? Like, how do we go from something like those clunky VR headsets to, I don't know, something you'd actually wear out of the house?
Well, think about it. When was the last time you saw someone rocking a VR headset at, like, the grocery store?
Okay, fair point.
And even something as simple as Bluetooth headsets, right? Remember how weird those felt when they first came out?
Yeah.
This paper, it argues that smart eyewear is about to go through that same kind of transformation.
So from kind of geeky to, dare we say it?
Oh, cool.
Cool.
Exactly. And one of the big reasons for that is where this tech lives. The face. I mean, talk about prime real estate, right?
It's how we read emotions. It's part of personal space. Like you said, prime real estate. It's literally the first thing people notice about us.
In this paper, they actually point out that early studies on wearable comfort, get this, didn't even include the head.
Wait, really? How do you even?
It's kind of amazing, right?
Yeah.
But I guess it shows you just how new all of this still is. And how quickly it's all evolving.
It's true. But they did focus on lighter materials, sleeker designs. They even mentioned those JINS meme glasses. Remember those? The ones that look kind of like anime eyes?
Yeah, yeah. And that's a perfect example. We want tech that blends in, not tech that makes us look like, you know, we just stepped out of a spaceship.
Yeah.
But it goes beyond just comfort, even beyond how it looks. This paper really dives into the potential of this tech to do so much more than, say, your phone or even a smartwatch.
And this is where I start to geek out a little bit, because we're not just talking about seeing information displayed in front of us. This paper talks about fatigue detection, concentration tracking. It's like our devices could actually start to understand our minds.
Exactly. And that's where you get this really compelling but kind of freaky idea of a quantified self for the mind, as they put it.
It's like living in a science fiction novel, but it's not.
Not anymore.
So we've got the tech itself, this evolution of design, and all these potential applications, but what about the downsides? Because, and maybe this is just me being a little cynical, but there are always downsides.
Oh, there are definitely downsides. And the paper, to their credit, they don't shy away from that at all. They actually call out the potential impact of long-term use.
Like physically.
Yeah.
On our bodies.
Yeah, exactly. They were already talking back then in 2018 about things like eye strain, irritation from having sensors constantly touching your skin, even the potential social awkwardness of, you know, recording everything.
Yeah. Remember Google Glasshole? I feel like that whole thing really left a mark on people.
For sure. And it makes sense,
yeah.
Right? Nobody wants to feel like they're constantly being recorded, even if technically they're not.
It's like this weird blurring of the lines between public and private, like, what's fair game anymore?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And this paper, even back then, was flagging these really thorny ethical dilemmas. Who gets to see this data? How do we make sure it's not used in ways it shouldn't be?
Those are big questions.
Huge. And what makes them even trickier is they're not just about the technology itself. They're about what kind of future we're building, what kind of world we want to live in. Mm-hmm. And I know for some listeners out there, they're probably thinking, okay, so what are we supposed to do about all of this?
Right.
And that's where this paper, I think, gets really, really interesting.
Because they actually offer up a solution.
Yeah, they do. At least a potential one. They call it an open eyewear platform. Have you ever heard of that?
I have. And I'll be honest, at first I was a little bit, you know, another platform. Okay. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized, especially in this context, how important that idea actually is.
Totally. Because it's all about transparency, right? It's about researchers, developers, even the companies making this stuff, all sharing their findings, their best practices, maybe even their code, so we can avoid some of the problems we've seen with other tech that's become so, I don't know, closed off.
Yeah, and it's especially important with something like eyewear, which is so personal, right? We're not just talking about what you're scrolling through on your phone. We're talking about how you see the world, how the world sees you. The fact that this 2018 paper was already calling for that kind of open approach, I don't know, it felt kind of radical in a good way.
Yeah, pretty ahead of its time.
Yeah.
It definitely makes you wonder, 6 years later, have things changed?
Like, are the conversations happening at eyewear conferences today more open? Are companies taking those ethical questions seriously, or are we still kind of playing catch up?
Good questions. And it's something for our listeners to think about, too. Where do you stand on this? Are you excited about the potential of smart eyewear? Concerned about where it could all lead? Or maybe, like me, a little bit of both? Because honestly, I'm still wrestling with it myself.
I think that's fair. It's easy to get swept up in the ooh, shiny new tech aspect of it all.
Mm-hmm.
But like we've been talking about, this stuff has real implications.
Definitely. And it has the potential to be incredibly beneficial. I truly believe that.
Yeah.
This technology could help us in ways we can't even imagine right now. But it could also go the other way.
Right.
It could erode our privacy even further, change how we relate to each other.
And the thing is, this isn't some distant sci-fi future we're talking about. This is happening right now.
Right now. The choices being made today by the people developing this technology, they're going to determine what this future looks like.
Makes you realize this paper from 2018, it wasn't just like some academic exercise.
Not at all. It's a call to action. Like,
yeah.
Hey, we're at a crossroads here, people.
And the path we choose, it could lead to, well, what? What are the options?
I mean, on the one hand, you've got this future where smart eyewear helps us be better. Like,
yeah.
We understand ourselves better. We understand each other better.
A utopian vision.
Right. But then there's that other path. The one where it's all about data collection, maybe even manipulation. And suddenly it's not so utopian anymore, is it?
Definitely not. It's almost like we're not just talking about how we consume information anymore, but how it consumes us.
And that's the thing about smart eyewear, right? It's not passive. It's not like just scrolling through your phone. It's about how you experience the world, literally, and how the world experiences you.
Okay, now that's a thought that's going to be with me for a while. But hey, that's what we do here on The Deep Dive, right? We explore these big ideas, these potential futures.
And hopefully get people thinking, asking those important questions. Because we've only just scratched the surface here.
It's true. There's still so much to unpack, so much we don't know. What will they be talking about at the Eyewear Conference 10 years from now? 20 years from now?
It's hard to even imagine.
It really is. But one thing's for sure, we'll be keeping a close eye on it all right here on The Deep Dive.
Absolutely.
And until next time, stay curious out there.